We would like first to welcome our visitors and friends who are with us. All of those who are visiting, would you mind just lift your hand wherever you are so we can see you and welcome you. It is so nice always to have visitors and friends to come in and be with us. We're glad that each of you are here and glad to see some of my people here this morning visiting. Ernest, nice to have you. We have some announcements in the bulletin here we would like for you to take note of. Immediately following the service this morning, we will have our Sunday school retreat for lunch, and we hope that this will be a profitable time as we plan and share our work in the new year. At 6:45 this evening, this is not listed on your program, the nominating committee will meet, and all the members are urged to be present because we would like to make the final plans for presenting the slate of workers for the new year. Then, of course, Monday, the deacons meet, and on Tuesday, our Sunday school leadership meeting at Indian River, and then the hour of prayer on Wednesday, and the meals on wheels. So there's enough to appeal to everybody. And we hope that you will take part in all of these activities and opportunities which are available for you to participate in and to serve. We are thankful for this day, and we are thankful for all that has been accomplished. And today, of course, is the Olympics. And we have this presentation at this time.
Where's Truman got to?
It's Mr. Close by. He's not. Here he comes.
Hurry up, Truman. We're waiting for you. Late as usual. Today, he's my good friend, so I can get by with that. Today is the day that we're going toward the overall Olympic Awards, and we want to give a warm thank you for Kenny Young for making these for us. They are absolutely gorgeous. He's got on there the Sunday School Olympics of 1984 with the torch engraved on it, and then spray painted it gold, silver, and bronze. Truman, we're going to start at that end,
okay. And
they're in order. I want each one of you, as your name is called, to either come down or a representative of your department to come down, and we're going to have you all the way across here. You know how they always place the Star Spangled Banner afterwards, where we're going to have our own special song that everyone will be standing up and singing as they are stretched out to give these departments a warm thank you for the contacts they made to keep visitations and telephoning and sending cards out and whatever during the month of August. In adult four was first place. Come down and get your goal in, Jay. For adult three, Eileen Johnson has the silver. And Peggy Griffin, adult one, married. If you will come down and then just come on across. NJ, come on across so the rest of them, as they came, they can line up. Facing them. facing them. I want them to see the awards and how beautiful y'all all look. In our youth department, we have The Gold by Leonard Horton. He in the choir? Come on down, Leonard. She gets the bronze. You got the... Hey, Truman, I had them in order. Well, give Eileen her silver. No, we want the departments lined up. All right, now Leonard Horton gets the gold. Cheryl Todd and Debbie Jones are tied, so they both get silver. So come on down. All right, in our children's department, children five, Billy Mae Gregory got the gold. Children six, Joan Ross got the silver. Come on, Joan, let's step it up. Joyce Batten and Evelyn Spruill are tied for the bronze, so they come on down, both of them. Is there someone from, is Joyce here? All right, Truman, stick that around your neck then. The bronze. And for the preschool, Julia Umflett, preschool three, got the gold. Is Linda White here? Sonny, come down and take her place for the silver. We got the gold. Now, don't they look gorgeous? Now, let's all get a hymn book and turn to page 411, and we're going to say, Serve the Lord with Gladness. This will be our Star-Spangled Banner for our workers.
Thank you. we bow for our invocation. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence always with us. We thank Thee for people who are obedient in service. We thank Thee for the achievements that have been felt in our Sunday school in the past weeks through the ministry of reaching out for the best, because we know that we need to excel, even as in the Olympics. We need our Father to do the best we can and to always be training for even better service, to take advantage of the many, many opportunities that come to us. And for this we are grateful. And we pray, our Father, and praise Thy name for these who have served Thee and have achieved these rewards. And now, Lord, take the service today and use it for Your glory. For Jesus' sake, amen. Now let us turn to hymn number one. Hymn number one. Centers on the Word of God. Responsive reading 562. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple.
The word of God is quick and powerful, is sharp and any two-edged sword, piercing to the divine and soul of the spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart.
May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now we come to a moment of prayer and meditation. Perhaps some of you may have some special needs, and this will be your opportunity to whisper a prayer while we bow and very reverently ask God's blessing upon these needs. Shall we pray? Thee the needs of our hearts. It is with gratitude we come, and with deep humility. We feel so unworthy at times, and yet knowing that because of God's promise, we can count upon thy faithfulness. There are some today, our Father, who have physical needs that need to be met. Some of our friends, our loved ones, are in the hospital, and we just remember them, knowing that it takes a miracle many times to bring about healing and restoration. And so we're trusting this to thee, and we pray thy personal touch, dear Lord, upon these who are ill. And then, dear Lord, there are those who have spiritual needs that we know of. Some are not following in the ways of righteousness, but are going the paths of the world. And for these we pray. We would ask that the Spirit of God might convict and might speak to their wayward, erring hearts. And our Father, we pray today not only for these, but some of us may have some personal needs. And so we pray thy Spirit to speak to these while we're here. There may be some personal conflicts, something in our hearts or minds that we need to straighten out. And we pray that thy Spirit may help us in this endeavor. Whatever our Father, the need may be, we pray that this hour shall bring the solution as we wait upon God. So many of us making decisions in life decisions that are weighty ones. And so we pray that you would give unto each one that direction, divine direction, to know thy blessed will. Now, our Father, quicken us together to sit in heavenly places as we rejoice in the word and in the truth of God as he speaks. And may some of us make decisions today that will cause us to rejoice as we go on our way. And it's in Jesus' name we ask it and pray. Amen. I want us to turn to hymn number 240 as we stand together and sing hymn number 240. Father, as we bring our gifts to thee, the gifts that thou hast prospered us with, enable us to give also the love of our hearts. And may the use of these gifts be multiplied in a wonderful way in the spread of the gospel for Jesus' sake. Amen. is no doubt the theme of the Apostle Paul. Thank you, Ramona.
Nice to have you today with us.
We come to the 25th chapter of the book of Acts today in your Bibles. We would like to continue our pursuit of this wonderful book by the pen of Luke, the physician. You will remember that Paul has been in Caesarea now for probably 2 years as a prisoner. And in the last chapter, 24, we met three people. One was Ananias, the high priest, a very wicked and a very sinful man. We also met Felix, the governor, and we met Drusilla, the person who was living with him in sin. Tertullus made his charges, the lawyer, and Felix listened to what Paul had to say.